You are listening to Malloy on Triple M all around Australia, and for our NRL states, it's a big night tonight because the Storm taking on the Rabbitohs tonight. The NRL season kicks off tonight, 8:05 Eastern, and joining us part of the call team is Ryan Girdler and Wendell Saylor.
Here we go. The boys go over the trenches tonight. It's going to be a big game. Before we get to that, thanks for swinging by, boys. In this town, news doesn't get bigger than Cam Smith and his retirement. Talk us through it. What happened? Did anyone know what was going to happen? It was up in the air on a daily basis,
It was one of the strangest things that I think's happened in our game in a long, long time.
Yep.
You know, such a guy that just, you know, had such a reputation and ticked so many boxes in our game, just no one knew whether he was going to continue on.
He's moved to the Gold Coast, as most people do when they retire.
Yeah, yeah.
However, there was a whiff of...
And especially the way that salary caps and that are these days. You've only got a certain amount of money to spend, and he takes up a fair bit of that. So it was interesting, but I get the feeling that the Storm knew what were going on, and they just sort of waited for him to announce it, which is what he did a couple of days ago, and now there's some clarity around it, which is good, and the game can move on.
I'm going to make a prediction. He may be an immortal one day.
Oh, that's massive.
Big call, Mickey. Big call.
Mate, I've gone out there.
Mate, you've really gone
out. Just remember, I called it first.
But he's too smart, too. He maximised his sponsorship, too. Like, I think he bought some Bundaberg. I've never had Bundaberg rum, but apparently it's a good drop.
Hey, your pants just caught fire.
Maybe once or twice. But just everything that he's done, he's done, you know, he's blue chip. And then the only thing I don't really like that, it's not Cam's fault. I don't like his statue. It doesn't even look like him.
Hang on. What's your beef with his statue?
No, I'm serious. It doesn't look anything like him, but well done to Cam Smith and the family.
The birds are too frightened to shit on it. I'll tell you that much. At least he's got a statue.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It'd be fun to have a statue, wouldn't it?
It'd be great to have a statue.
I'd be naked, you know, like the Statue of David, but with a much bigger wang. You know, like a real massive wang.
Oh, welcome to my world.
You can model for it. There you go. Hey, boys, so who has to step up for Storm? But we won't get into the details now, but just quickly. So who's this? Who steps up to the plate now?
Look, I think for them, I mean, Harry Grant's going to be their man. Obviously, he's out for a couple of weeks. Brandon Smith will do the job. But Harry Grant, he's their long-term successor, I reckon.
Yep, he's done. Now, just quickly, Israel Folau, is it? Willie, won't he? Is there any chance? What say you? Can he play NRL again?
There's always a chance.
Yeah.
There's always a chance. And he's at an age where he could come back and do a pretty good job. It's just whether or not, you know, a club would take the chance.
Would he be good for the game? Can you park all the noise and get him out on the pitch and go, that's a good look for us?
Look, I think there's guys who have been lucky enough to be in our game through. They've gone to jail, come back. Myself, I had a 2-year suspension. I came back. It does welcome you back, but you've got to do the right things. You've got to earn the right. So I don't think the fans at the moment think that he's earned the right to come back. I think he has. And if he does come back, I want to see the best of Israel on the field and just zip it off the field.
Who've all had troubles? I got locked up for 4 hours once.
Yeah.
What for?
Had two conjugal visits. No one else involved, just me, I'm afraid, Jess. Hey, so what about the Broncos? Let's talk quickly before we get into the game. Broncos, what do they do? What's the expectation on the Broncos this year?
I don't think there's a lot of expectation.
Wow.
Obviously, some changes around the coaching staff and some instability around the roster, especially in some of those key positions. So I don't think they'll do a lot this year, Mick, to be honest. But every club, other than the Melbourne Storm, the Roosters of late, go through these different periods and stages throughout the life of the club. And the Broncos are just in one of those. Do they use the term down here a lot? Rebuilding phase?
Right. We're
I think they're
phase.
In one
We've
of those.
We've got a five-year plan.
Yeah. The Broncos never use that term, but they are. But Kevy Walters, I think, can get that pride back in the jersey. That's what I see as an ex-Broncos legend, three-time premiership player. Sorry, did I say that out loud? I want to see them get back to playing like the Broncos did.
It can't be worse. They had a genuine shocker. Let's talk about tonight's game, Melbourne Storm and the Rabbitohs. What are you thinking?
Well, tough one. You know, we spoke about Cam Smith not being there. It's about handling those moments during games when, you know, things come a little bit unstuck for a side.
Yep.
You know, he was just that calm guy that kept everything sort of everyone composed and found a way to get him home in the end. So who's going to take that role? Not too sure. South Sydney red hot in a trial, which is a charity shield, which they play up there against only the Dragons. But they were really impressive. Come down here and one of the premiership favourites this year. Haven't won in Melbourne, I don't think, ever.
No, you're right.
Some of the records against them tonight, and Bellamy's record against Bennett too is quite surprising. So they've got at all to do down here tonight, South, but I think they'll give it a good shake.
They will, and as you say, Storm, it's a new era, isn't it? We've got to see what's under the bonnet.
Exactly, and this is where we see like Pappenhausen now. We know he stepped up in the grand final, but now I think for me, Cam Munster, we all know he's a class player, world class, but now he's got to go to that top two or three players in the game now, and I think consistently, I think he can do that. I love Cam Munster. He's such a scallywag.
I'm going to have to go and have a look at this statue now. You've got him in my kitchen. Hey, boys, thanks for swinging by. It'll be a great call tonight. Who's on
8:05 tonight, yeah, and you've got Gerds and Wendell, but of course it's the Rabbitohs and the Storms, and you'll hear it all here on Triple M.
Thanks, and well done to the Richmond Tigers too.
Oh, not bad. We're unfailing two flags.
Yes.
Next Thursday night. That's never been seen before. And won't we let those Carlton idiots know. Come on.
Right, this is Malloy, Triple M.